Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Kevin Pigg is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin is a new friend, and he's a small business owner, just like you and me. He, for many years, operated a retail garden center and landscaping company. And over the years, he's discovered through his own business and through a little bit of research that it's really hard to stay in business. It's not hard to start a small business, but it's hard to operate one successfully and keep it going. And so he started looking around, and he decided that he would see if he could find out what was going on, what was causing all the difficulty, and why is there such a high mortality rate for small businesses, and why do over half of small businesses fail in the first 4 years now? And so he and his partner Jeremy DeYoung started a business, and he's going to tell us about that right now. Kevin Pigg, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, the company's name is Surviving Business. Is that right?
That is correct.
And you're the chief handshaker.
I am. That came from our business profile research that we did. We took some I Ching Chinese principles that are over 3,000 years old and figured out a way to put it into a nice, neat package to be able to test people.
Yeah.
And find out, you know, where do they belong inside a company?
Hmm.
And so what I found out was that I enjoy promoting products and just being out there talking, handshaking. You put me in a room with 200 people, and I'm just going to thrive. I'm just going to go around, talk to people, and collect business cards and that sort of stuff, and that's just what I love to do.
So now, come back to these 19 principles. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, well, what we did was it was actually my idea. I was halfway struggling with my retail just because nobody was coming in buying anything, and I was like, you know, I just want to figure out a way to educate other landscapers. So I wanted to come up with a seminar, and the more I researched on how to educate landscapers, the more I realized that the business principles to educate landscapers was generic business principles that needed to be applied to every business owner.
Right.
So what we did was the more we researched, and, you know, over the last couple of years, we studied historical people. We, you know, studied the SBA stats. We, you know, talked to local, you know, people that are very successful, and we came up with just 10 core principles that, if applied correctly and often, you know, there's very little reason to fail.
Give us an example of one of those core principles.
Well, number one could be most important, and it's do what you love and love what you do.
Yeah.
You know, and how many people are either in business for themselves out of desperation because they lost their job, or they're in a job that they absolutely despise and they're not going to go anywhere because they hate their job and they're not doing it properly.
One thing for sure, if you're a small business owner and you don't love what you do, you won't make it, because there are a lot of times when your business won't be very lovable. It's kind of like a teenager, Kevin. You told me you have small children. You don't know about this yet, but when your kids become teenagers, you know, there'll be days when they won't be very lovable, but you'll love them anyway. And your business is kind of like that, because you have to come back even when it's not very lovable. But that alone, a lot of people love doing things and love doing a certain thing, but that alone won't make you successful in small business, will it?
No, it won't. Which brings us to even commandment number two, that we call it, is just because you can do does not mean you should do.
Right.
You know, again, people are losing their jobs left and right, and so they're starting a small business. Well, they're talented at auto mechanicking, so they go out and they start their own auto mechanic shop. Well, they don't realize all the taxes and the accounting and the employee relations and all the pesky stuff that goes along with it.
And those pesky customers.
Oh, my goodness, the customers are the worst. they may be right, but, oh, my goodness, they are wrong a lot of times.
All right, so what's another thing that you learned?
Well, create value in everything you do, you know, which goes back to a lot of your customer service that we just talked about. It was just, you know, the stat that 99% of all tasks a business performs is non-value added to the customer.
Right.
You know, and that's just, that's a mistake. That's a huge, huge mistake.
The more you have your own processes that make you more efficient, if you're not looking at every one of those to see how the customer is impacting the customer, then you have an opportunity for someone to say to your customer, well, that's just our policy. And right. that's a death wish there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. When I started my retail business, I was so focused on organizing the business and getting my management team in place and, you know, making sure all the accounting was in place and my financial advisors and my, you know, everything was in place that I didn't get to do what I wanted to do. I wanted to be there to educate the customer, to give them the right plant, to show them where they're supposed to go. And that was the furthest thing from my mind for, you know, a good year and a half, 2 years. And, you know, what I woke up eventually, and I was like, you know, this is not the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just unbelievable. But something else with these Ten Commandments that I wanted to share was that there's actually three different parts to business that we came up with. There's an emotional part of business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Godfather, that's the biggest lie in business, is that it's business and not personal. Well, that's so untrue.
Yeah.
You know, your emotions, your family, your being, everything about you is involved in business.
A small business weaves a very fine seam between your personal and your business world, doesn't it?
Yeah, very, very, very close. You know,
it's hard to tell when you're going from one to the other sometimes.
Right, right. And I like to tell people that think that it's not emotional. It's like, you know, you take a gentleman that failed in business and he has to drag his wife into bankruptcy court and tell me that's not emotional.
Right. Right, exactly. No, the exactly. The circumstances and the repercussions certainly can be. Give us the website, Kevin.
The website is survivebusiness.com.
Survivebusiness.com. And we're going to take a quick break. They can find your commandments there, right, and the things you guys have learned?
I believe so, yes, sir.
All right, so check that out, survivebusiness.com. Kevin and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about some of the things he's learned, some of the other commandments that he and his partner, Jeremy DeYoung, are talking about on their website and in their work. It's 20 after. We're talking to small business owner Kevin Pigg. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine on my
boot. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com. Either one of those will get you to the same place. You can find whatever you need there to help you start, run, and grow a small business. And you can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. Kevin Pigg is our guest. He's our new friend, soon to be old friend. We'll be able to get a lot of information out of him over as we continue our friendship into the future. Kevin is the co-founder of Survive Business. Is it Surviving Business?
Survive Business.
Survive Business, all right. And survivebusiness.com is the website. And we're talking about some of the things Kevin has learned and some of the things that you're actually teaching small businesses, aren't you, Kevin, about some of these things that you've learned, how to become a better business owner.
That's right. That's right. I'm taking this to the local chambers here around Nashville right at the moment and then trying to expand out as people desire to hear it.
Well, Chambers of Commerce is a good place to start and a good place to go from because they've got a lot of small business, millions of small business owners are members of Chambers, and my audience knows what a big supporter I am of Chambers of Commerce. You know, one of the things, Kevin, that I've learned over the years is that if I could teach a small business owner only one thing to help them survive, I would teach them about the relationship between cash and profit and time. How when you make a sale, if you don't collect the money, that doesn't mean you made a sale. At that moment, you just made a loan, and
right.
and it might have been a profitable sale, but if you don't get the cash, then you're still out of business.
That is very true.
So what? Tell us what you've learned about what. That's got to be part of your commandments there.
It is. You know, going back, we've the emotional part of business is what drives you. You know, that's what we just got done talking about in the last mm-hmm. segment, and then that brings us into the promotional part, which gets you in business. You know, mimicking the victorious and learning from their failures. That's actually how, you know, most of this information that I pulled together came from, you know, just researching, you know, Rockefeller, et cetera, of all the richest people all the way back to Solomon in the Bible. You know, I mean, what did they do right? What did they do wrong? And let's figure that out. Every society in the world, none of them have survived over 500 years, and no democracy has ever survived over 250 years. Well, why is that? I think it's because they forget, you know, the past history.
Yeah.
So we have to learn from other people's mistakes. Just like you said, you know, doing a job not collecting, well, that's a mistake that all of us have made. And, you know, if the next person does not learn from that, then they're going to make that exact same
right.
mistake and lose no telling how many thousands of dollars.
Right, exactly.
In there. And then that brings us to the next one. Don't underestimate your environment. You know, be ready for anything. You know, get ready. Don't undercut your competition just to try to you know, create cash flow, because cash flow is not what keeps you in business. You know, making a profit is.
Right.
It's all right. It's unbelievable. And then the third thing under promotional is do the things you fear. You know, fear, the historical acronym of fear is false evidence appearing real. You know, I mean, how many times are you scared of doing something? You just don't take that leap. And that holds you back for forever.
Sometimes fear is a good thing. Sometimes fear is giving you good information.
True.
Fear can be a motivator or an immobilizer, and I think what you're saying is make sure that you're accepting the information that it's giving you. It might be telling you that the stove really is hot,
right?
But that doesn't stop us from cooking on the stove.
That's right. That is exactly right. You know, and so then we'll move into the tangible part of business, and that's what keeps you in business.
Right.
And that's where we go back to actually collecting the money. But you know, because commandment number 7 is take action immediately. D4, you know, do, defer, delegate, or delete. D4. You have to do one of those four things every time something happens.
Say that again.
Do,
say those. Yeah. Go ahead.
Either do it, delegate it. Somebody else, delete it because you don't need it, or defer it till later,
right?
And plan a time to do it.
And only one of those four is no action. The other three are action.
That is correct.
So three out of four things.
Even deleting is an action. To be
yeah,
honest with you,
right? No. I'm talking about deferring it. Deferring it is putting it off. But three of the four are taking action on something, and that's important to recognize that if you're faced with something, you know, you should go through the three action steps before you decide to take no action.
Correct. And then if you defer it till later, you have to put it in your calendar so that
right.
it actually gets done.
Right. Hopefully you do. All right. We got time for one more.
All right. Well, document everything you do, and only do what you can document. You know, everything must be in writing. You know, every phone call must be recorded if that's part of your business, if that's a necessary entity.
Right.
You know, all emails must be kept. You know, just everything you do must be documented.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important in today's world, because people are going to take advantage.
Kevin, I got to wrap it up. You've got a free assessment test that I can take on your website, right?
That's right. MyProfileTest.com. Awesome free test. It's going to tell you a lot of information about you and how to relate to your fellow employees and even your customers.
MyFreeProfileTest.com, is that it?
That's right, My Profile Test.
My Profile Test. Okay, thanks, Kevin, for being here. Good job today. See you next time. Kevin Pigg, ladies and gentlemen, SurviveBusiness.com. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 20 after. 29 after. So like the ball.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.